So we all know summer is approaching, which is very exciting. Warmer days are coming. So fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. You can meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-created meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto.
Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals.
Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for?
With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have a new flavor to explore.
Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust.
Make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy, nutritious options.
Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like shrimp and blackened salmon.
Keep your kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleaning up, which Lou hates to do.
I do. I hate cleaning up. Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage your calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well and balanced, which just makes cooking and meal prep easy at home. Not that you're cooking or meal prepping, they've done it all for you.
Head to factormeals.com/common50 and use common50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off for your next month. That's code common50 at factormeals.com/common50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, welcome back.
The love doctors are back.
Love solutions.
Yeah, I know.
Dating dilemmas, solutions.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah, it is.
Solutions.
Yeah.
As we call it.
It's the Sulu love twist.
Doctors. Yeah.
We are going to get straight in with the mantra quickly because we forgot it in our last two apps.
Sorry about that, guys.
Tragic. So I'm just going to do the mantra of the week. Repeat after me, Lou.
Yeah. Oh, we're doing that. Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Ready?
Our nervous system will have us choosing familiar chaos over unfamiliar peace until we heal the core wound that drives it. Oh, sorry.
That is a long, maybe it's not a repeat after me one, but.
It's not a repeat after me. Yeah.
Can you say that one more time?
Yeah. Well, how about I'll split it up? Repeat after me.
Oh, God. Okay.
Our nervous system will have us choosing familiar chaos.
Our nervous system will have us choosing familiar chaos. Yes.
Over unfamiliar peace.
Over unfamiliar peace.
Until we heal the core wound.
Until we heal the core wound.
That drives it.
That drives it. Preach.
Yeah.
Preach.
Amen.
Yeah. Do you want to elaborate on that for us?
It's basically like the universe. I mean, I feel like the universe is going to keep presenting you the same lessons until you learn them.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Like,
yeah.
Until you heal your wounds, you're not going to be like driving your life from a place of wholeness and love and healing. You're going to be driving it from a place of like chaos and hurt and pain.
Why is the universe like that though? Like the lessons, like who's dictating all of this?
I don't know.
I know like there's God, there's the universe, there's like angel, there's whatever you believe in.
Imagine there's just like a plankton.
But it's true. It's like
sitting behind a desk.
With little control.
With a little control.
I'm thinking SpongeBob, the plankton from it. I'm like,
plankton.
No. Dump that on her. Dump that on her. She's had a big year. Let's fuck it up a bit more for her. Boom. Like it is really weird, but it's true. Like how it works. When I wonder when you know when you've really fully learned that lesson. Maybe when you then get when you get presented with the same issue that you've once faced, but you pick a different route.
Yeah, you'd make a different choice.
Or you put yourself first. If it's like in a relationship that you're seeing toxic behaviors that you've once had before, and you go, haha, you know what? I've seen this. Out of here.
Yeah, I know how this movie goes.
Blacked. I thought you were going to do it.
blacked.
Yeah, blacked. I think that's when you know you've learned a lesson, yeah. Or in so many other ways, in friendships, in learning how to say no. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that this is going to burn me out, so I'm going to say no this time.
Yeah, like, I think your intuition's like your biggest telltale. Telltale?
Yeah.
Telltale.
Yeah.
Telltale.
Love that one. Anyways, let's get into some of your guys' dilemmas. Anywho,
yeah, the love doctors are here to give you some medicine.
Who qualified us?
We're here to diagnose you.
I think I am getting better. I say this all the time, but like, I really think I'm getting better more and more with giving love advice. Like even on my therapy session today, like I was saying, I was just like, yes. Everything I was saying, my therapist was like, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, give me a job. Like I could do this for real. I could
just be sitting there going, and how does that make you feel?
No, but she was like so impressed with what I was saying. I feel like she was like, yes, you're being so self-aware. I'm proud of you.
The student is learning.
Yeah. The student is studenting.
It would be rewarding.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
Back to you guys. Okay. Me and my best friend, a guy, since the start of high school, I'm 20, have been getting really close over the last couple of months and we haven't done anything, but the sexual tension is there. Ooh. I'm confused and I don't know what to do because all I can think about is our friendship. Help a gal out, please.
I thought she was going to say, all I can think about is doing the you know, with him.
Well.
Oh, no. I love this.
Yeah. Do you want to go first?
I think go for it. Mm. I think like the best relationships come out of friendships. Mm-hmm. And sweetie, the minute you start seeing him in a light that is not a friend,
it's hard to go back.
It's really hard for your like chemistry to, you know,
switch off.
Go back to, oh, he's like a brother to me. I think you should go for it because like I feel like if you guys are getting closer, I'm sure he's probably feeling that energy too. If he's wanting to spend so much time with you and like be around you, I would say you should risk it for the biscuit because what's meant to be will be, and you'd rather know than not know. And like I think my best relationships have come out of friendships.
100%.
That's always my goal.
And I think at the end of the day, if you guys have a solid friendship, even if it goes pear-shaped for a while, I feel like you'll come back to each other in a friendship maybe. And if not, you've already kind of crossed that friendship line if there's sexual tension and chemistry. Like,
yeah.
I think give it a go because you never know if it ends up being like the best relationship ever. And I've just started watching One Day. And like, don't miss your chance to like give it a go with someone if it's your friend. Like that's what the whole story's about.
Yeah. She's like, I've been crying all night from the show. I haven't watched it yet. I need to watch it. But I also think like, what's the worst thing if you give him a little kissy, you guys can have a hee hee ha ha.
It's exciting.
You might kiss and be like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's my brother.
Yeah.
Like not actual brother, but like, you know, he feels like a brother. And then you'll know. And then you guys could either laugh about it and be like, okay, we're never doing that again. Yuck.
Yeah.
Like I've done that with friends, like not that many, but like I'm friends with so many people I've like hooked up with. Yeah. It's not that deep.
Nah. You're all adults. And as well, like what if you see him with someone, like another girl, and you were like kicking yourself that you didn't get the chance to like explore that, and then you've forever got to live with like the regret?
Absolutely. So, let's see. If I don't have the sparks flying, he's going to be the love of my life feeling after a date. Is that okay? We love this one.
Yeah. I think after the first day, absolutely, it's okay. Yeah. I think like you don't even know them yet. I think, you know, we mistaken those butterflies for like, you know, attraction and the spark is like something that should be there. But I think that, look, chemistry is either there or it's not. Like it's pretty, like it's scientifically proven that like you can't build chemistry.
Mm.
You can build connection, but yeah, chemistry, you can't. So yeah, I don't know. I think it's up to you. Like if you're giving it more than one date of a chance and you're kind of giving it a few weeks to a few months to figure out if it comes. And then if it doesn't, then like, you know that you gave it a good go, but first date, don't stress yet.
But remember we always talk about like spark, the spark, and that sometimes there's more and more stuff I'm listening to and reading. That's like the spark is so misleading. Like the spark is really just deep anxiety and unease, like
or lust
and excitement and like, you know, which is amazing and so fun if that's what you're looking for. But for like an actual proper relationship, I mean, I love having the spark. It's an addictive feeling though. And sometimes you can be so debilitated when you're like, oh no, we've lost a spark. It's like, no, you guys have just stopped putting as much effort into the relationship. A spark can also be created through connection. And first dates are awkward. Like, I don't think there's that many where it's like, unless you're literally with a soulmate, where there's definitely been moments where I felt like, immediately. Mm. But most of the time in real life, that the spark comes a bit later sometimes. All those exciting feelings. Yeah, like when you trust sparkler, someone.
I think about it. It ends so much quicker than like lighting a candle.
Absolutely.
With like a warm, dim light.
Burn.
Yeah. Love an analogy.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think don't stress it. Just like if you guys, the most important thing, did you feel comfortable? Mm. Did you have a laugh? Did you like feel.
Have things in common.
Yeah. Like, were you like, okay. You don't have to love them after the first date. Mm. Take your time. Honestly,
yeah.
There's so many shitty people. You need to do background. It takes time to do background checks, okay? It takes time to get to know someone.
What's their default mode?
What's their default mode? You could be dating someone. I am ammoed up today. You know, you could be dating
someone. You think
someone,
you know someone.
You think you know someone. You could be dating them for a few months and then boom.
Another
you get
person.
A whole different side. So
curtains have come down.
Take your time if you are going to open your heart to someone, because I think when females fall in love, we just give more and more and more of ourselves. Mm. So it's important to be a little bit protected from the start. There's so many love bombing motherfuckers out there these days.
Because guys like to give more in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're like going hard. They're like, oh yeah, I need to win this girl over. Yeah. And then once they have her, they're like, oh yeah, cool, got her. Whereas we're the opposite. We kind of give more as we fall more and more and trust more and more.
I always say I at the start will be the most reserved now because I've learned my lesson to be like that. But the more I fall in love with someone, the more trust I have for them, the more I'm in it. I like completely open up, and that's like what females do. I'm more supportive. I'm more loving and open. So I think that there's nothing wrong with taking your time in a relationship. And if anything, that's what I've learned is the best thing to do because men get their comfy socks on as we've both experienced very easily. Mm-hmm. And they stop doing all those cute things they did at the start. Then you say to them, hey, babe, why aren't you like validating me as much? Why are you not doing cute things? They then gaslight you like, oh my God, you're being crazy. Like I've not changed. I've read a whole book about this whole cycle. Mm-hmm. And that's where that whole like she's crazy has come from, because men pull back and they will gaslight
you. Happened with as well.
Yep.
Like her boyfriend was like so amazing for so long. And then all of a sudden just switched up and she was like, what?
And he's like,
what happened?
He's like, you're expecting too much. Yeah. And it's like, I'm expecting what you promised me you would show up with.
Yeah.
And I think it's so important. I know we're on like a different topic now, but I think it's so valid that if someone's not showing up in the way that they were at the start, what they essentially promised you in a commitment, in a relationship.
The bar that they set.
They set that bar. I don't think that's a strong man you want to be with if they find it so easy to let you down and then gaslight you into thinking that you're the problem. Mm. That's toxic. That's like emotional manipulation.
Yeah.
So
catch that. How about that?
Catch that and go, bye-bye, sweetie.
Blocked.
It just fits in everything.
I know. I love it. Ooh. My boyfriend of 3 years and childhood best friend just recently broke up. I started feeling like I was outgrowing him, my biggest fear. Our love is so pure and beautiful, but I just haven't felt challenged or supported in the ways I feel that I need right now. He has been trying to keep up, but eventually grew to be overwhelmed because he likes to feel comfortable and he isn't ready to face the discomfort that growth and change brings. Mm. I still believe he's my person and I want so badly to see it out and the life I've always envisioned with him, but I know I can't wait for him to want that growth for himself. So I've been forced to move forward. It hurts so badly to move on from him because he has been my person for 3 years and my childhood crush forever. I have so much love for him, which makes this so painful. I'm currently on the Gold Coast visiting as a post-breakup vacay, which has been so incredibly healing and I love it here. You two have inspired me so much of my trip and I'm grateful. I love you, Sue and Lou.
You sound like you were going to cry even when you were reading it.
Really? I think like there's just so much happening right now. Like the February theory. Have you heard of it?
You told me it the other day and I'd never heard of it.
Yeah. And my eyes are a bit watery. But yeah, I feel like February is like one of the most popular months for everyone to break up because obviously if couples aren't already happy or if things aren't right, you kind of push through for Christmas and New Year's because like you obviously don't want to be doing that single for a lot of people and they have like families and expectations and whatever. And then as soon as all of that's over, it's kind of like,
well, it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And then it's like,
and then
how does your partner show up for you on Valentine's Day on a day that you're like, you're highlighting your relationship.
Yeah.
And it can show a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard so many girlies be like,
so many breakups happening this month. It's crazy. Mm. But yeah, like losing someone who you thought was your person and that you know, you grew up with and your childhood best friend and been together for 5 years, like that would be such a hard adjustment.
Yeah, like my heart's like broken for her because that feeling of you plan a life with someone and like you convince yourself so deeply, my whole world is this. And like, it's not to say that it's over forever. Like you have to just, if you left it, you trusted yourself for a reason. And the best thing you could do is end it here where you guys are amicable and hopefully like can still care and love for each other from afar. The worst thing you could do is get to such a bad point of resentment where they will never be in your life, full stop. But also time heals everything. And sometimes if you've been together since you were younger, everyone needs that moment where they go off on their own to grow and learn and develop. And it could be the best thing for your relationship.
Yeah.
Or you might meet someone. Like I always say to Ash, you never know when you might meet your next best friend or someone that you connect with. If this has been your only relationship, you don't even know what else is out there for you. So it's obviously heartbreaking, but I think the most amazing thing about this is you've trusted yourself. You're doing something that fits for you. Like it's you're doing the right thing for you, which in turn will be the right thing for him, hopefully.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, like if you are to get back together, like you're going to look back and be like, wow, I'm so glad I did that for me because now I feel content and satisfied and I don't have resentment because I've done what I needed to do for my own personal development. And as well, like you didn't end, like sometimes it's so much harder to end something when nothing bad really happened.
No,
like
it's so heartbreaking.
How do you like accept that? And like
strength,
Just
being strong.
It's trusting your path. That's all.
Yeah. It's the Brando saying, you say it every time. I'm like, I can never repeat it.
You have to care about your future self enough to like make the decisions now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
It changes every time I say it.
I know, but like the essence of it's still there. Yeah. I remember when I've been in toxic situations and you'll say that to me and I'm just like,
future Cardi.
Think about your inner child, your younger self. Like, you wouldn't want her going through that. So it's like you got to step forward for your own life.
Yeah. Because when you're in the moment, it can be like very turbulent and blinding.
Oh, there's some sad
I know.
Ones.
That's what I mean. The energy right now.
Oh, this really kills me. I just found out that my partner of 5 years cheated on me and lied to my face about it for months. We literally have a 4-year-old dog together. How do I learn to hate him and get my confidence back? I loved him with my whole heart.
Sweet.
Hate people that cheat.
I know.
Fucking scumbags. Like, honestly, just dump and then do it. If anything, like, so you're not a cheater.
Why?
And then lying about it. How do you sleep at night, Jerry?
Jerry!
Oh, how do you sleep at night?
Just like
I have the
lack
guiltiest
of empathy.
Conscience in the world if I like did that and I'm in the bed.
I think some people just, they're vampires. We have vampires amongst us.
What she said as well, how do I hate him? I know that feeling all too well because when you love someone so much and they hurt you, it doesn't take away that you love them.
You know what I've learned? You can like love and hate can coexist at the same time. So you can still have so much love for someone, but you can also, I mean, I don't think it's healthy to hate anyone, but I think it's okay to dislike them heavily, like to be angry at them. You know what I mean? Like you can still go, okay, you can't just switch your feelings off. Like we can't actually control how we feel. We can control our thoughts, but like, ultimately, like if you love someone, you can't just like, okay, I don't want to love them anymore. Like switch off.
That
like,
was
I wish Dana Salvatore.
I found that challenging in moments for me because it's
like, why do I still love them?
Why do I still love this person who put me through so much? It's just trauma.
It actually doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. We've both experienced it.
Yeah.
And you sit there and you go, I feel like almost disgusted in myself.
I feel violated.
Yeah, I feel violated. And like, do I respect myself that little that I still love and care about them? I want the best for them, but I also want them to rot in hell. Like, you know, it's very confusing. They've hurt me so much. I just think
we're like send love and light, but we're also like,
yeah. Jazz was saying to me, like, you need to find the anger. You need to find the anger because I found it harder when I was sitting in the like, oh, why have they done this? I just love them so much. It was like not actually helping me. I had to get angry for a bit.
I think
there comes like a level where it's like, you can't resent them forever because you'll never move forward. You have to at some point go, when will I forgive? Because the only way to heal really is to forgive them and be like, that's in that box, tied that up, sealed, signed, sealed, delivered.
But you don't
I'm
need to forgive
on.
Right away. Like channel that anger first to like get you through so that you don't go back or that you're not giving them too much energy and then forgive them once you're in a place where you're like, okay, Bye.
Forgive, not forget.
Yeah.
And don't forget. Because please don't go back to someone that's done that.
I know when I was going through my heartbreak, I always said to myself, I wish I could get hypnotized to forget everything.
Always.
But then I'm like, but what if then I just went straight back to them? Because you would have no idea that like what you've just been put through.
You feel like you gaslight yourself when you're going through heartbreak and betrayal like that, because you're like, but maybe they like will change, or maybe they will... it was just a mistake, or maybe this, maybe that, especially when you're so in love with someone. This is why I'm so scared to fall in love again.
I know.
Because the healing from it is like so...
the blinding for me.
Viscerally painful. The what?
The blinding. Like I just feel like I become like so blind. Like I it's almost like I know, but I don't care because I'm so in love that I'm blind.
Yeah. And that's like the level of like, when am I fighting for love, or when am I just actually literally disrespecting myself? And I would say if someone's betrayed you, you are disrespecting yourself to like try and protect them or go back. Like
it's such an exception, not the like an exception in the rule kind of situation. Like it's very rare that someone's like a cheater and then won't do it again, in my opinion.
Or unloyal.
I think there are people like, I think there are definitely the exception, not the rule, but like, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm getting triggered. Why did I say it? Literally, what the fuck? I'm so sorry. Anyone just had to listen to that? Jesus fucking Christ.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 your year to finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't actually help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. It's super convenient and helps you with actual conversation tips and tools so that you can learn how to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants without having to consult language apps while on vacation. It can just give you that extra confidence when in a foreign country or a non-English speaking country. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners, at babbel.com/chaos. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chaos, spelled BABBEL.com/chaos. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Oh, this one's great.
Okay.
I still think about my first boyfriend, in brackets first love, after 8 years of breakup.
Don't.
Currently married to someone else and have my baby on the way.
Ah!
Why and how can't I get over my ex of 8 years? One word, digmatized.
Well,
you were digmatized.
Oh, get out. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Well, probably. I'm sorry, but if it was bad sex, you're not going to be like probably... That's just my opinion.
I don't know. I think...
I know there's more to it.
Yeah. She's trying to lighten the load. I don't know. Oh, God. I don't know what to say.
Well, I think if you can think, okay, yeah. Oh, I don't know.
No, that's hard. Married, child on the way, still in love
with... But have you seen those TikToks where it's like, on my way to my wedding and like was hoping that my ex would view my story and he hasn't, so now my day's ruined.
I really... Oh, scary.
I know.
I don't actually have the answer for this. I don't because...
Because one of my exes, I'm not going to name who, but like I feel like on their wedding day, they're probably going to think of me.
You might think of them a little bit. I don't know. Hopefully not. I wouldn't let you.
I mean, you kind of would though. It makes sense to think of your ex a little bit on your wedding day to be like, wow, we spoke about this. And now I'm doing this with this person.
Like love when you're like actually in love with someone is so deep. I don't think it's...
I don't think you ever really like get over that, no matter what happened. I think if you gave so much of yourself to someone so vulnerably and you loved them so deeply, I think it's just human nature that you'll always love them and think of them and fantasize, but it doesn't, you have to remember.
They imprinted on you.
They imprinted.
That
love is imprinting.
Yes.
Real, true, deep, like, first love especially.
Why do I still love this person?
Imprint. Energy. Think about it. You know?
I have less judgment towards Jacob now with Renesmee.
Yeah. Yep.
I was like, why'd you imprint on a baby? You little nasty.
Yeah. Oh, I'm loving all this. Are you doing Twilight talk?
I love vampires.
I love Twilight, but I think it's normal.
And Vampire Diaries. Did you not watch it?
Yeah.
I think we're both Stefan. Yes, eh?
Which normally I'd be Team Damon. Like, that's way more my time.
Yeah.
Sexy man. I love them both. Yeah. Wouldn't say no to either. Come. But Stefan.
But now if I watched it, I think I'd be Team Damon.
Really?
Yeah, nah. I'm a bit more cold heart.
Oh, you want that?
No, I don't want that, but I am more cold-hearted now. Oh. And I'm in my cold-hearted era.
Yeah. I need to learn
something. I'm not in my cold-hearted era.
I need to learn from you. Be a bit more of a c-
I wouldn't say I'm that.
Bleep that, please.
I've never said the C word on the body.
A bit more of a biatch.
Yeah, I don't think I am. Am I the villain? I'm just numb.
Yeah, you're just numb.
I've had too much anesthetic.
Too much Botox in your
Too much Botox is making me numb.
The fake titties are leaking.
Joking, sorry. Maybe.
I don't know. You know, there's toxic shock syndrome.
I know.
Was that from a tampon? I don't know.
No, that's from a tampon. You're thinking about breast plant illness, which is BPI. Breast plant.
Anyways.
Anywho.
Yeah. I think loving your, like, it's so common to love your first relationship, especially if it was like your first big love. I don't know how to heal it, but just remember you broke up for a reason. Mm. So.
Blocked. Your turn.
Okay. Should we do one more?
Yeah.
Oh, ready? Let's end it on a gear grinding one just to rev us up even more. My boyfriend constantly complains about my looks, like my hair color.
Oh.
Or that I have nails, etc. I know I'm not his usual type and we have talked about it. And I said, look for someone else then. But he says he loves me, blah, blah, blah. And still doesn't stop complaining about my style and looks.
Ugh. Nah, that's a red flag.
Would you let your best friend every day look at you and go, oh, I'd be so much more into you as a friend. Like, this friendship would be so much better if you just dyed your hair. Like, it's not doing it for me. I hate what you're wearing. We can't hang out. I don't feel as like drawn to you, Ashton, because I really hate your fucking outfit. Imagine you would never let a best friend talk to you like that. And this is what I spoke to my therapist about this morning. I said, why in romantic relationships do we think that we can, like, because we're so close, speak to each other like literally siblings? Ew, like, shut the fuck up, or like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Or, you look fucking stupid, or I don't know, mean things that people say, or dismissing your feelings, or putting you down. You don't really do that in friendships.
Like, I think, like, if someone's asking for your opinion on something, then, like, sure, give them your opinion. But if you're constantly, like, making comments on someone's appearance when it's not being asked, I think that's really unnecessary, and it's gonna debilitate anyone's self-confidence.
Especially if you're like, you started dating me like this. Why is it now an issue? That's actually on you, Jerry, not on the person that has the thing that you don't like. You decided to enter this, and you can't try and morph someone. You can encourage, like, you can obviously make a comment like, oh my God, your hair would look so nice as this color. And when that person ever, if they want to do that to themselves and their looks, do that. Or if you don't really love, I get it with girls, sometimes we don't love guys' style. You gently direct them in a direction that, oh my God, you would look so good in this. If they decide to take your advice, then
amazing.
Great. If they don't, love them for them. Yeah. Like, you can't be doing that. And that's going to make your partner feel so small. You're going to start getting insecure because she's going to look, oh my God, maybe he's following all these blondes. Mm. And he says, like, he wants me to dye my hair blonde. He doesn't like brunettes. Like, said no one ever, but like, but like, you're going to start looking at all these other girls' profiles and comparing yourself.
You know what it's screaming? It's screaming, I've settled. Like if someone's dating you and they're like, you're not my usual type, so weird that we're like dating, but like change this, 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 that's going to make me feel like you've just settled for me and that you're waiting for like your actual type to come along.
Mm.
That's how I would feel.
Mm.
I don't know, doll, get out in my opinion.
Yeah, I would say, I think...
You want that's the one person out of anyone in your life that's supposed to like lift you up, compliment you, make you feel beautiful, make you feel like the only girl in the world. Like if they're doing the opposite, like I just don't, I feel like it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're going to get more insecure and the relationship's just going to lose trust and respect.
I've dated people that have fucking hated their style. But even despite my trials on helping them develop in it, I eventually was like, I don't even care. I actually find this so endearing that you dress like an absolute idiot and I hate your ugly clothes, but it's kind of cute at this point. Like I'm finding it funny because I loved them, not their external. Obviously, it's so important to be attracted to someone, but I think the deepest attraction comes from their inside and like no one is as gorgeous and lovable as when they feel loved.
No.
She's not going to be as lovable when you're putting her down all the time and she feels insecure. She's going to start... picking issues in the relationship.
100%. And I think it's strange. Like, I feel like you would be more so thinking those things in the beginning before you form feelings and like them. And then once you like them, you like kind of forget about it. Like, it's weird that it's been like, it's getting more and more as the relationship goes on. So yeah, I think it's a bit of a red flag. But
And I think men underestimate, like there was an interview with Brad Pitt about him and Angelina Jolie. I think that's the couple. It's some Hollywood couple. I think it's them. And they were speaking about their issues in their marriage and that they essentially, like, he stopped showing her so much love and, like, boosting her. He just slacked off complimenting her, making her feel special and adored. And she started becoming a shell of herself and, like, so feeling so hollow and unloved. Like, men don't realize how important it is to maintain a level of, like, compliments and making your woman feel special. We are feminine beings. Like femininity is about pretty things and lightness and love and like cutesy bootsy, whatever. You can't start with that and then like then start throwing in like horrible things because your woman, the more love, and this is what Brad Pitt said, he goes, the more I started showing up for her, giving compliments, buying little flowers, showing that I loved and cared her for her date nights, she flourished. Yeah. She was a better mom. The energy in the house changed because females have such a strong energy. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I think men underestimate the power of that.
Yeah.
All humans need a bit of love and attention.
It really is simple human basic instincts. Like it's just showing love in the little ways. Like it doesn't have to be big at all.
That's why I love like, I don't know what culture is like Italian men or whatever who are just like women are like my woman.
Yeah.
Like they're just like anything for my woman. Like look after their women and like their nonnas and, you know, all the females in their life because they realize how powerful and important the role of a good female is for them and how much we can emotionally support men. So I don't know, that's a long ramble rant, but I think it all starts with how your mans are speaking to you.
100%.
They're putting you down. What the fuck?
Mwah, block. So pretty much every solution is mwah, block.
Yeah.
No, just joking. But yeah, hope you guys get some confidence to move in the direction that you feel is the right decision for you. Obviously, we only are knowing like a speck of what you're telling us. So take it with a grain of salt. But yeah. Hope we've helped.
So sad. Now I'm like, oh, the girlies going through it.
I know. There's lots
all the boys going through it as well. Like I know, you know.
We'd love the boys to write in.
Girls can be evil in relationships. So I'm not trying to say that men are the only problem here. I definitely hear stories about some guineas being crazy girls.
Crazy.
But anyways, love you.
I know. I'm like slowly dying now. Love you guys.
Bye.